Rav Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Kama Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, at the Mishnah, the top of the page, that's Halacha Tes. Ein Loichem Min Avoyim, Tseme, V'Cholav, V'Gidim. We may not buy wool, milk, or kids from shepherds because perhaps they stole them. Then Mishem Yepeiros, Eitz and Peiros, we may not buy fruit or wood from people who guard fruit. However, we may buy from women woolen garments in Yehuda, linen garments in Galil, and calves in the Sharon. If a seller says to conceal it, it's always forbidden. Everywhere one may buy eggs and chickens. And the Gemara says, Tani ein mekablim pikdoinos leminoshim lemeavodim lemekatanim. Mobbing the baisa, we don't accept deposits from married women, slaves, and minors. Kibo meisha, yachsela, meisa, yachsela baila. If one accepts it from a woman, he has to return it to her. If she died, he returns it to her husband. And then we come to the next Mishnah, halacha yud. Lechen shebe hakovis moitzi hoi elu shalai. Launderers may keep the tufts that they remove from clothing. Yasoik moitzi hoi hein shal balabais. What a fuller means one who cleans and shrinks wool removes, he has to return it to the owner of the garment. Hakoibes notel shloisha chutin, ben shaloi yosim mikan shalabalabais. If the laundry removes three threads to even out a garment, he may keep them. If he removes more, he has to return it to the owner. Him hayashachor al gabi lavan, notel takol behin shaloi. If there are black threads on a white garment, he may keep as many as there are, because they detract from the garment. And the Gemara says, Abba hoshia ish traya, abba katsa, abba avidle, chada, istadchin, min chad amal, the Gemara brings that Abba Hoshea Ish Talye was a launderer. He made a garment for himself from one kind of wool, lest people say that he wears from what he took from other people's garments. We're coming on to the last Mishnah, that's Halacha Yud Aleph. Achayat Shishir Minachut Kedei Letfor Bo Matlis Shehi Gimel Al Gimel Chayav Lachzir Lebalin. If a tailor had enough thread left over to sew with, or cut off a piece of material 3x3 finger width, the owner gets it. Shavings shaved off by the ma'atsad, which is a plane, belong to the carpenter. Those who make a kashil, which is a big plane, belong to the owner. If he's working in the owner's house, even the sawdust from a drill belongs to the owner. The Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Chia, Mole Mochat. Rabbi Chia says, from a baiser, enough to sew with is the length of a needle. The Bey, she said, Rabbi Yanai, Patrin La, Kiflaim, Kimalai Machat. Rabbi Yanai's base measure said, this means twice the length of a needle. Tani Bakapar, Malai, Meshicha Samachat. And Bakapar said in the Bais, it's enough to pull it through via a needle. The Bey, Rabbi Yanai, Patrin La, she said, Kiflaim, Kimeshicha Samachat. Rabbi Yanai's base measure say, it's twice the shear of to pull a needle. Ma Upalig. Do Rabbi Yanai's base measures disagree with our versions of the braces of Rabbi Chia and Rakapa'a? At the Tani Rabbi Chia, Malay Machat, the Rabbi Yanai, Patrin La, Kiflaim, Malay Machat. The answer is no, they don't disagree. But when Rabbi Chia taught the length of a needle, they explain it means twice the length of a needle. If it were only the length of a needle, one couldn't sew it into the garment. At the Tani Rakapa'a, Malay Meshichas Machat, the Rabbi Yanai, Patrin La, Kiflaim, Meshichas Machat. When Bakapar taught enough to pull it through via a needle, they explain it means twice the shear to pull it through via a needle, because before inserting the needle in the garment, the length of the needle is outside the garment. Adonalach, Perek HaGoizel, Umachil, Usilikala, Masechet, Bava Kama.